Approaching the microphone, wearing a gray toque and hoodie, it's Kevin Weir!
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Third Space. I'm Kevin Weir, joined by Jeremy Verkley.
And I'm Jeremy Verkley.
I already said that.
Jeremy Verkley.
You good?
Begin!
A glorious day in the internetosphere.
It is. It's a glorious day outside, too.
It is. It's in that form of winter that we get, where it goes, like, warm and then cold. And it's, warm,
well, we're
and
in the middle of quite a strong Chinook.
Yes, it is.
16 degrees today.
Yeah.
Celsius.
Yeah, last week it was minus 20.
Yep. Welcome to Calgary.
Do we need to talk about before we start? Usually we do some banter.
See, here's the thing. We bantered for a long time before we started officially starting the episode.
We did.
We wasted our banter.
Yeah, we're all done.
I don't have any. Banter is a finite resource.
That's secret banter that no one will ever know about.
No one will ever know.
I mean, I guess we could just get started.
I think part of our podcast's charm is its unpredictability.
Do you just want to get started?
Yeah, sure.
My. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we're introducing a new style, a new segment, if you will.
Yeah. A new groove.
On the podcast. And we don't have a title for it, but basically, once a month or whenever we remember or want to do it. Or damn well feel like it. We're going to each choose a superpower. And we will take half of the episode and discuss it each of our superpowers.
And the point is the idea is that superpower is everywhere, that everyone has that superpower.
Yeah, no, I think it's blanketed. Now, I also think, for instance, as an example, if I choose a superpower, I get to stipulate exactly how it works.
Exactly.
Because I'll use the example of flight.
Yeah.
There is, like, self-propulsion, like Superman,
yep.
And then there is, you, like, have wings because you're part bird.
Yeah, yeah.
That's both technically flight.
Yeah.
So the person that chooses the power gets to choose, basically, what it is.
Okay, yeah. No, that seems fine.
It's fair. Do you have a power, Kevin, or would you like me
to go first? I do have a power.
What is your power?
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go first.
All right.
I'll hold mine in my secret little pocket.
I will say, because we have our discussions beforehand, there's a chance we have the same power. At which point, I don't know, we win a prize.
Yay!
But I was like, you have already mentioned my power, which is the power of flight.
Yeah, I figured that would be one of the first ones we would do.
Yeah, yeah, it's a classic one. I thought it'd be nice to to figure out what a world would be where people just could fly.
Yeah.
My thing is that it is self-propelled flight.
Okay,
it's not a bunch of bird people.
It's levitation,
basically. Not weird. Well, I mean, okay, hang on a second. You can't just say levitation, because levitation does not insinuate movement.
That's true. Okay, you're right.
There is forward and backwards and up and down, and it's not just like, flying. I can levitate, and then you push me. Whoa.
Okay, but this doesn't include super speed. So you can fly, but only as fast as you can run.
I
guess the wind could help you.
Yeah, I think...
I guess wind and gravity could help
you. Well, I think when we think about how flight works in animals is with, you know, using wind resistance and then using that actually to help them and pressure and all those things.
Yeah.
With
updrafts.
Yeah, now with someone who is self-propelled flight, they obviously don't have all the things that birds have.
Yeah,
they don't have
those
the
tools.
Wings, they don't have the hollow bones.
Okay, so I think, flight is such a fundamental difference on how we would live.
Yeah.
I think we have to go back to, proto-humans.
Okay.
But this is the only way we can eventually get to the modern era.
Well, I will say hunting will be a lot more exciting to see.
Yeah.
Because rather than, hiding in bushes and creeping up, humans will be hunting like birds of prey.
Yeah,
where
totally.
You circle in the sky.
Well, it's also a thing where you can be a lot safer.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, if, I'm sure there were giant birds back then.
But I am...
But, what else is strong enough to take out a human? I guess, a flock of hawks could come by and just, take out a human.
The hawks
flying.
Are coming. Run, Ugg, run. Fly, Ugg, fly.
But remember, it's not super speed.
No. Well, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, like, what is the speed that they can go at.
I think running speed is a pretty good thing, with the exception of, like, you can use gravity. If you start falling...
Well, yeah, you can swoop.
Yeah, you can swoop, which would increase your speed.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, I think updrafts, I don't think, would affect humans as much.
Unless if they're wearing, like, a wingsuit.
Yeah.
Wait, a wingsuit which probably would make you go
which
faster.
Which proto-humans would not have yet.
I mean, they make them out of leaves or stuff.
I don't think
they would see the birds in the sky and be like, I could be like that bird.
I could be like... Well, actually, maybe that's probably one of the big inventions, because you don't need the wheel as much.
I think we'd have wingsuits a lot earlier.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You would have wingsuits a lot earlier.
Instead of people being like, this is the greatest thing since you know, they reinvented the wheel.
Yeah.
Or, you know, greatest thing since the wheel was invented.
Yeah.
They would be like, hey, man... The greatest thing since wingsuits came about.
Yeah.
Sweet, hardcore wingsuits.
I guess, well, they would still need like, wheels for transport of stuff.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. The wheels
although,
still
I guess
be there.
You don't need to transport stuff if you can move farther in a day. Because even if you can only move at the speed of sprinting.
Yeah.
Right? We have to assume flying takes some sort of physical effort.
I'm assuming, like, a muscle. Like, there's some sort of muscle in you that allows you to...
allows you to fly.
Fly.
You're farting out at incredible speeds. And it's propelling you.
All right. Yeah, sure.
I mean, it doesn't have to be that, but something like some biological function.
Yeah, it's something that you can train to be better at, and you can, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. So I think that means basically you're not going much over, like, 40 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, I think with the inclusion of being able to swoop and being able to use those things, you would be going faster than someone who is just even running.
Yeah, which is around 30 kilometers.
Yeah, it's probably also less tiring than that, because even though it's still a muscle, like,
you're not going up and down.
Yeah, the thing about running is there's like the actual pressure of gravity going on you, and then you have to, like, your lungs are exerting.
Well, you'd still be working against gravity, and your lungs would be exerting, but. Like, you go up or you go down, but it's not determined on the terrain.
Exactly.
And it's not, like, there's not heavy impact like running.
Exactly. It's like when you're swimming in a pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a full body workout.
It's a full... Well, I mean, except for, like, you're swimming through the air, but it's the same idea that you're in a...
Yeah. You're in a fluid.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a weightless state,
so
but...
Okay, so what you're telling me right now...
Yes.
Is that flying is just like swimming, but if you could swim in air...
I mean, sure, but you wouldn't look like an idiot. They wouldn't, when, you know, humans first started doing it, they're like, oh, this is how I do it.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe when they first got into water, they're like, why aren't I going forward? There's just nothing like flying.
Why aren't I just moving?
Maybe it's not that flying is like swimming in the air.
Okay,
but
so...
swimming is like flying in the water.
So culturally, these proto-humans...
Damn you.
What?
Yeah, I ignored my thing.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Do that all the time.
Keep going.
So culturally, I think early humans, they don't need to travel as much.
No.
I think you probably, humans have nests, probably.
Yeah.
Because they can get to places that are hard for other things to get
to. They live on mountains and stuff.
Right. Like, or in trees.
Or in trees.
If it's a big enough, sturdy enough tree, why not?
No, fair enough. There's some big trees out
there.
And
it would be safer for them to do so.
Yeah.
They'd avoid a lot of predators.
Yeah.
So
maybe... Well, those saber-toothed tigers below them.
Yeah.
Were you, I just wonder if those were around the same time as proto-humans?
I don't know.
They were.
Okay.
Dinosaurs weren't.
Hey,
I feel like you're about to correct
me. Aaron.
No, they were.
You do history, right?
Do you want me to go grab
I don't want you to go grab anything. Hey, Aaron, our number one fan, if you could just... check and see if Kevin's right.
I know the humans around the same time as saber-toothed tigers.
I believe you.
You don't?
I believe you.
It does not seem like you believe me.
I believe you. I believe you, Kevin.
I played Far Cry Primal. I fought them.
Yeah, I'm sure that's accurate.
Very accurate.
Very accurate. Does this mean that... because that means that they're not hunter-gatherer, like, nomadic. You're not getting that sort of community, right?
Well, because the big thing that came with when they were nomads was them having to move to follow the food.
Yeah. But
because getting the food becomes a lot easier...
Do you have to move anymore?
Is moving as big a thing? Like, it's... The thing that I'm thinking is, like, it could go one of two ways. Either you could become more nomadic because it is so easy for you to get to places.
Yeah. Although I don't think our young would be very capable of flying. And not only that, we don't have, like, the accelerated, like, aging process that birds do. right? Like, it's going to take more than a year for a baby to learn how to fly.
Yeah,
like, first
enough.
It learns how to, like, walk. Roll over on its stomach. Okay. Then it crawls. Then it walks. Then it runs.
So it probably starts flying by about, like, 5.
Yeah, I'd say 5. If you're not at least comfortable flying by the time you're 5, you have been developmentally behind your peers.
All right.
You're
and there's
behind.
Books about it that you can read being like...
it'll help you.
My son didn't start flying until he was 6. Is that weird?
It's a little weird, but don't worry. He can still be a positive contributing member of society.
Whee! By flying.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so I think that also means that you get these... it's a smaller group. You don't have these larger communities.
Yeah, because I think each individual person can contribute more by being able to hunt in such an effective way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it also makes, like, sense for there to be, like, family units.
Yep.
So probably there'd be a nest, we'll say, because of flying.
Yeah.
Of, like, 6 or 7 people in a family.
This is all right.
Yeah, and then, you know, territories would cross over and stuff, and people would leave and create their own nests, and that's how they would spread and propagate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, much in the way that, I don't know...
birds do.
Yeah, birds and humans do.
Birds and humans. okay, but, like, the thing is, humans are also more social than birds are.
I don't think society itself would, as a... like yeah, back then it would be a little bit different with things like that.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
don't think society in whole be impacted too much by the ability of people to fly. In fact, I think for the most part, because of this, like, because you can't just put down a wall and people can't get over it,
mm-hmm.
people might be
forced
to essentially be, like, more social creatures because you can't just block
you can't
out
keep people out.
Yeah, you can't just block out the people out there. Now that also will mean that if there's someone who's, you know, maybe a lot more aggressive, they can just fly right in and, like, drop rocks on you.
Yep.
But then you fly up there and you're fighting.
That's definitely a war tactic in the Stone
and you're
Age.
Fighting in the air.
Yeah.
Just
punching each other in the air.
It would look really cool.
Would it though? Like, you're thinking of a close-up? Now zoom that camera out, Kevin,
I mean...
and it's just two people trying to punch each other
in the
air.
No, it's still cool.
They're not falling. There's not movement either.
But
they're just sitting there floating.
But every so often they have to separate and, like, go around. Like, you see, like,
no, they don't. They don't. They just grapple.
Have you
seen people hockey fight? That's what it would be like.
You don't always go into a clutch, though. Sometimes you need to break up. Then you need to get re-engaged.
No, somebody would try and go away, and the stronger person would be like, no, you're staying here, and continue
but
beating on
But you have so
them.
Much more movement space. You can go up, you can go down, you go forward, you go back, you go left, and right.
People in a fight aren't that
smart. You just start spinning in a circle.
Okay, I think spinning would happen. But I want to it would be cool, but it's not that much more awesome.
I don't know. I think it'd be a lot more like Dragon Ball Z.
No.
Throwing people down, flying towards each other.
I guess throwing people at the ground would be a viable strategy.
Well, because come on, how I imagined it is that it's still like a conscious effort. You don't just float. Like, you
I guess
know.
Just, like, stopping flying would also be a
good
maneuver.
If you knock someone out, they plummet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
no.
deadly.
That is deadly.
That is deadly.
Yeah, exactly.
Boxing is so much cooler.
No, you wouldn't box in the air. That'd be so dangerous.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it would be, like, the instead of, like, the martial arts that we have, which are largely focused about using gravity to your advantage,
yeah,
it would be about knocking a person out, because if you're high enough and you knock them out, they'll fall to their death.
I'm gonna be entirely honest, I think most martial arts that do rely on gravity focus on knocking someone out.
Well, a lot of them are about incapacitating,
right? I mean, knocking someone out is incapacitating,
but you can do that without knocking somebody out.
But I'm gonna be honest,
and some martial arts are purely about causing pain.
But I think even if you're in the air and someone, like, snaps your leg, you'll still be like probably wobbly in the air because you're in
so much
pain.
Yeah. Although it's harder to break somebody's leg because you don't have the leverage of the ground.
Fair, but you do have the leverage of your sweet flying muscle.
Okay.
Hey, if two people have their flying muscles, they're flying in two different directions. Like this.
If two people are swimming in a pool, Kevin, because that's something that actually happens.
All right, yeah.
And one person kicks the other person's shin, their shin just moves. You might be bruised, right? But it doesn't matter how hard they're swimming at each other, you're not going to break that person's leg by kicking it.
You can break someone's leg by kicking it in the water.
No, I don't think you can.
I think you could.
I don't think you can. Mythbusters, why are you canceled?
Get a pool, get a shin, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that it would change, but like what I was saying is that if two people's flying muscles, they're both flying in like different directions.
At each other? Or like perpendicular.
I mean, at each other, away from each other. If they're flying, the person who's the stronger flying muscle can move the other person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So they're able to do things like locks and twisting and breaking like that. Yeah. And no, they wouldn't just be able to, like, you know.
So what we're saying is, okay, so let's leave the proto-humans behind, but they're basically, like, nest-type animals.
Yeah.
And then communities will get bigger eventually because humans are more social.
Yeah.
And centralized location already exists because of nesting.
Yep.
So you have these communities. And but it is harder to have a community in a place like a mountain than it is on a plane.
Well, I mean, people would still go to place like
there'd still be
where people settle would not change because you still need the same things. You need a place with a source of water.
Yeah, because there'd still be agriculture.
Yeah, yeah,
but it'd probably grow different things because their diet would be different.
Would it?
Well, the thing is that if you can fly, all that sweet fruit up high is easy to get.
Well, fair enough, yeah.
Right? Whereas when you're ground dwelling, it's a lot more nuts and roots and berries, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what is easier for you to get.
Apples all the time.
Yeah, right?
You know,
so they could do those things because harvesting them would be a lot easier too.
Whee!
Yeah. So they would settle in similar locations, although I don't know if... No, I guess rivers are still really advantageous because if you need to move something heavy, a river is really good.
Yeah, like you can make other things fly. You can, you can have a bunch of people pull it, but
it's not that efficient.
There's still horses, and they're probably still very useful.
Yeah.
You just have scouts up in the sky flying around.
Yeah, exactly.
Make sure everything's safe.
Yeah.
Oh, man, in the Old West.
I'm trying to imagine what Spartans would be like.
You went Spartans, I went cowboys.
Yeah?
Because I think like in the Old West when they're like moving... You know, with having like carriages go.
Oh yeah,
you just have some cowboys up in the sky flying around.
Yeah, and then bandits like rise up. It's like Flight of the Valkyries,
and then they're shooting guns in the air at each other.
Yeah, bah, bah,
yeah bah. Bah, bah.
But here's the thing. I feel like
I would watch that movie.
Yeah, watch that movie too. Cowboys that can fly.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the inventions would come at different times.
Okay.
Like, I feel like the wheel still happens pretty early. But I feel like boats is probably not a thing that people worry about as much.
Because you can, I mean, here's the thing. It'll take a long time to cross the ocean. What they probably would have more of is.
Well, I'm thinking in the beginning, people aren't trying to cross the ocean. They're crossing lakes and rivers, right?
They would not cross the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they would.
Yeah, because they have not developed the boat technology to get across a river, much less an ocean.
Yeah.
You could go across the Bering Strait, I guess.
Yeah, like you could fly from England to France.
Yeah, you go to the channel.
Yeah, right? But it'd be a lot easier, actually.
Yeah, that's going to be some weird like border changes when those two are fighting.
But we have to remember also that it doesn't, like... flight doesn't change the restrictions on the human body in terms of altitude.
No, yeah.
Right? Like, you couldn't fly over mountains. You could fly through them, right?
I can realize this entire time I was never thinking of humans being, like, way up where jetliners were. I was really just thinking, like, they are just
a few meters up.
Just floating
Which
around.
Is useful sometimes, but they're, like, we have to consider the upper limit.
Like even if I was offered the ability of flight, but I could only go, like, 20 meters into the air, I'd take that ability. It's an awesome thing to
awesome.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, I think, I don't think exploration of different continents happens in the same way, though I do think humans spread to other continents probably a little faster.
I agree, yeah.
right? Because you look like really the only continent that is super out of the way and has nothing near it ever.
Australia?
Because you go through Oceania.
You go down through
the Philippines and Indonesia.
There's enough islands that you could hop over to. Yeah.
Right? From time to time. But is Antarctica.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think all of the continents would be known.
Oh, how terrible. We can't go to Antarctica.
Yeah, darn.
I'm so upset with all those penguins.
Darn. Yep.
So mad. Then we're going to get March of the Penguins.
Tap tap.
I'm not so cool. I don't care about penguins.
Yeah.
I'm super thrilled about them. I'm gonna take that
means
that.
The age of exploration is postponed, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like we said, the wingsuit comes earlier.
Yeah.
I think assisted flying devices would be invented.
Yep.
Because the wingsuit is a good example, but think a bicycle is basically an assisted moving device.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Pretty much. Yeah.
So they'd probably have gliders and stuff that you could load cargo in, and then you have some sort of thing that helps you fly, however it works.
I guess. Yeah.
Right.
Not anything I can think of. I just think of the wingsuit and the glider.
Yeah.
Because it's tough when you have to fight against gravity as well.
Yeah. 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 But there's things where, once people studied birds and they're like, how does that bird just soar so easy? Right?
Witchcraft.
Or it's an updraft. How can we harness that updraft?
Yeah, wingsuits.
Wingsuits, right? That sort of thing.
Well, it's the sort of thing where...
Would it be... Here's the thing. I don't think it would be a wingsuit.
Here's the thing. A lot of technologies...
I think it would be a hot air balloon.
A lot of technologies come from... humans observing animals and repeating what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't necessarily know why it works, but they're like, hey, this works for that animal.
Let's try
the same thing. So I still think wingsuits would be first because they see birds.
Yeah, okay.
Those birds are flying.
Yeah, you're right. Wingsuits would be first.
Yeah, yeah. They're not going to...
And then eventually... But
yes, at some point in the weird Victorian era, they're going to be like, no more wingsuits.
We need sacks to catch this warm air.
We'll put fire beneath you to give you some lift and you'll be flying around with essentially a hot air balloon strapped to your back.
I mean, really, that would... help, because the big problem with hot air balloons is you're at the mercy of the wind.
Yeah, and then right now in 2017, we'd be looking at articles to be like, this is their assistive flying devices back in this time, and you'd be like, what the hell's wrong with people?
I don't know. I feel like hot air balloons would be great. Just floating around with a
balloon on your back like that kid from Up.
Yeah, I think that'd be actually really useful in this world. It takes away a huge part of the effort for flying, I feel like. You just only need to focus on direction.
I don't think... I never felt like,
and I feel like
flight is that much of an
effort. People will have oxygen tanks and helmets.
I mean, yeah, you have those, so you go higher.
And imagine the first person that hits the jet stream.
This is awesome.
Where am I?
GPS. Yeah, no, you. I think
a navigation by the stars. I think would be really, really big. Just like it was, even though they're not doing these, big sailing voyages, navigation from the stars is equally important, because when you're up in the sky, it's basically all you have.
All you got is the stars up the above stars you and the wind at your back.
Well, also, I guess you could look at landmarks down below, but at night, that'd be hard to see.
I mean, maybe they'll have, like lighthouses, except for their...
No, totally.
Mountain houses.
So, you know what
else? Wait, they're still lighthouses just on mountains.
You know what else I think would be around still?
What?
Even into the modern era? I think blimps. I think blimps would still be around. Yeah! I think Zeppelins and blimps.
Okay.
In high usage.
I am so excited about this, because I think it's awesome to imagine a cowboy movie that's full of blimps and Zeppelins and people six shooters rolling around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think actually once the age of exploration came, they wouldn't be building giant ships. They'd be building blimps.
Yeah.
To try and get across.
Well, because if worse comes to worse and the blimp goes down, you just fly right out of it.
Yeah. Or you get your 300 crew members get out and push the blimp.
Exactly. There's no downside.
There's no downside.
Awesomeness.
Yeah.
Airships.
Yeah. Blimps.
Air blimps.
Air blimps.
Air blimps, motherfucker. Yeah. Now, I don't think we would also see, jetliners yet.
No, I don't think so.
No, because why? Why would you need that?
Why? Yeah, well, I guess you'd be looking for more speed.
I feel like it's much more likely that they will do the thing where they're trying to get more speed on a person, like what you said with, you know, putting the entire blimp.
Yeah.
I think we're much more likely to get, personal rockets.
Jetpacks.
Yeah, I mean, jetpacks.
Yeah.
But they don't actually have the lift. They just have to have the propulsion.
Yeah.
So you fly up yourself, and they're essentially assisted speeds. And it
propels
you.
Yeah,
and it propels you forward.
I think...
they'd be like hoverboards.
I think actually what would probably happen is you'd get personalized...
and they light on fire just as much.
Personalized gliders, I'd feel, would be like a big thing.
Yeah.
Because you can bring it up if it's light enough.
Yeah.
Right? And then it can propel you however far. Right? I like to think that it would be kind of like motorbikes, but in the air.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what it would end up being.
But I don't get
it. Oh, man, cities would develop so differently.
How would you need your Harley design on the side of that?
I don't know. Put a flaming skull or some shit.
Nice. hang on. I heard you talking about cities, but yeah. I wanted to take a moment here. Do you literally mean, like, a motorbike in the sky?
No, I'm...
I can fly twice as high.
No, I don't.
Look.
I don't mean that.
In a book.
Reading rainbow. Thanks, Leif Harburton. No, I don't mean an actual, like, I don't mean Ghost Rider's flying motorcycle.
Dang.
But I do mean, like, a tiny engine basically propelling this glider, because you can handle the up.
Yeah.
And then you can rest while it glides.
Yeah. I still think rocket boots or something.
I think eventually that.
Yeah.
I think eventually that. But I also think, like, people want to bring stuff, and a glider helps you do that.
Okay, fine. So the glider is like a car.
Yeah.
You can actually pack things up on it.
Yeah.
And then the rocket's more like the motorcycle, which is pretty much you.
Yeah.
And anything you can strap to the side of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, cities would develop differently because...
Well, you don't need roads.
You don't need roads.
You still need, like, pathways of travel.
We keep on talking about this. I always imagine...
Cities would totally build up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I know they already do that, but
more.
Not if you're in Calgary.
I know we sort of talked about this a bunch earlier, but you talk a lot about, like, how tiring the flying is. I don't think it's all that tiring. I think it's probably less tiring than sprinting is by far.
I think it depends on how fast you want to go. I think if you're just like,
I mean, doing, yeah, if you're really like
you're doing a leisurely
yourself.
flight, then it's like walking. Same amount of effort. And people can walk for a long freaking time.
But I feel like you're going faster when you're flying than when you're walking.
Probably. It's just there's less resistance.
Yeah. Like
less resistance, less impact.
The point that I'm trying to make is that I feel like if everybody had the ability to fly, there would not be much, like, need
of... Do humans get really weak legs?
No, they're still air fighting.
I guess that's true, yeah. I guess they'd probably be, like, leaner.
In the same way of, like, we walk so wouldn't we have weak arms? No, you still use things mm-hmm. for things.
They wouldn't develop in quite the same way.
Yeah, I mean, because you still need them for, I don't know, kicking off a mountainside when you're doing a cool aerial trick.
Cool air tricks. Well, I mean, lifting you still need your legs for.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah.
Not everybody would just fly everywhere. Yeah. Walking.
I'm presuming that... Yeah, you're not just going to, like, float at a few inches above the ground.
I mean, you could.
But I think that would be something where people's like, oh, look at that guy. He's going to float a few inches above the ground. Look how lame he is.
Yeah. I also feel like flying... Like, people have to work at not making noise. Like, think about a person who runs.
Yeah.
Like, a person who runs starts breathing harder and, like... You can hear their footfalls. There's got to be something like that for flying.
I think it's more like panting still. Like, you still are exerting effort and you need more oxygen into your body.
So the person who's so lazy that they float a centimeter over the ground to get their hot pockets is panting like a crazy person. Yeah.
It's good to put it in my mouth. You don't walk on Nuki. Okay. Jabba the Hutt.
How did you get in this universe, Jabba the Hutt?
I mean, Star Wars is still in this universe. Everyone flies in Star Wars.
Yeah. That's so, like, I'm just thinking about
Boba
people's...
Fett's a lot less cool.
Yeah, people's perspective on those type of stories where it's like a bunch of the cool stuff is that, like
defying flight, gravity. Yeah,
defying gravity. But if that's the norm.
A lot of, like, Hong Kong cinema, people be like, that's how you do it.
Yeah. Kung Fu Hustle.
Oh, my God. I mean, to be fair, it also would make a lot more movies a lot more awesome in in an outside sense. Inside sense, they're about normal. But in an outside sense, like, people will be flying around them, like Commando.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Commando, Arnold Schwarzenegger comes flying in with a gun that has no, like, it has infinite ammo.
Yep.
Just shooting everybody.
I guess, you know what, they might have more things like weights, like bolt, like weighted bolas.
Yep.
Because
to drag people down.
Drag people down, right? Yep. Take away their maneuverability.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Man, the
grappling hooks, grappling hooks.
I don't think tanks. You
can grapple hook someone.
Tanks wouldn't happen either.
I want you to acknowledge the fact that I just had
grappling hooks. Grappling hooks would be cool. Sorry. But, I mean, like, tanks wouldn't happen. Tank, like, people forget how important of a technological discovery tanks were. Like, they single-handedly changed trench warfare.
You could say tanks a lot.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, tanks. But it wouldn't happen.
Also, you wouldn't really have trench warfare.
No, you would never have
trench warfare. You'd have landing ship warfare. Yeah. People are in trench-like things, and they just launch out.
Yeah.
You mines
would They'd shoot people out of cannons, Kevin.
Yes. You are absolutely correct. They would just load them in.
Yeah.
And they'd be like,
pow!
All right, prepare to launch Private Jenkins. I'm ready to go. Protect my country. Boom!
Yeah, like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, because they'll just fly and keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. So, no tanks, no mines.
Nope.
No
there might still be mines. Air mines. Just suspended.
Air mines. just strings with landmines.
Attached air to mines. Balloons.
Yeah, and they look a lot like the underwater.
How else do you stop a blimp?
Are they suspended from other blimps? They're just little balloons with, like...
Yeah.
Like sea mines.
What you probably do is, like, okay... Radar would obviously still be a thing.
Yeah.
Right? You see on the radar something's approaching and they don't give a call sign and you're like, oh no. And you're like, release the mines. It's like death charges, but going up. Except it's a little more dangerous because eventually that's going to land somewhere.
Yeah, no, they have to have cleanup.
Yeah.
To this day, occasionally a mine just sort of falls down.
And explodes
because they've been hanging up in the middle of the
San Francisco Zoo.
Awesome. A world with flying.
I think that's pretty cool.
A world with flying.
You want to head to commercial?
Let's head to commercial.
Okay.
Let's head to commercial.
This episode of The Third Space is brought to you by the day of your birth. Not your birthday, the day you were birthed.
You know, many years ago, or a few years ago, depending on how old you are, you emerged into this world as a new being.
From the birth canal.
Yes. And we are here to remind you of that day.
It's an important day.
It's an important day.
For each and every one of us.
And you know what? Most people have a day of birth.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that all people have a day of birth.
Maybe some people don't. Don't want to be insensitive towards that.
Yeah, it's true. We do not want to be seen as insensitive to people who do not have days of birth.
Exactly.
For the ones who have just dropped out of the void.
Yeah, or delivered by a crane.
Yeah. One of those people.
Yeah, or found in a cabbage patch.
Yes.
Yeah.
This message has been brought to you by sensitivity.
And the day of your birth.
And the day of your birth. So that's a world with flying.
That's correct.
What's your superpower?
Okay, so my superpower is super speed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everybody is super fast.
Everybody's super fast, and I think there's two things I have to bring up that were just not... It's part of super speed.
You're talking about friction.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, you're not going to rip the skin from your body.
No.
And I also want to say it's not like light speed super speed.
Okay.
I think, like, being able to travel at, like... 200 kilometers an hour is the type of super speed we're talking about.
So less the Flash and more like Kid Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, that is still super speed. That's faster than a cheetah.
Yeah, no, it is still incredible speed.
Yeah.
But it's not like you can go back in time by running speed.
Yeah, yeah, and I also want to point out this, because I think it's useful for us in these discussions to start out with early humans.
Yeah, all right.
It's super speed, while it is useful, is not as useful in the ancient era because there are no roads. Just because you can move, like, just because, like, you can move fast, but you're traveling over bumpy ground all the time.
You'd have to regulate your speed.
Yeah, like, sprained ankles are a real danger.
Well, it's still like how even if you were running at a full sprint, you would run at a full sprint over uneven ground.
Yeah.
But I do like that you're someone running super fast and tripping and then just, like, cartwheeling across the ground.
Here's the thing, you're not more durable.
No, you're not. Like, you're just fast.
While you're running, the friction is not fucking you up. But if you trip and fall,
but the friction of gravel against your face will fuck you up.
It'll fuck you up.
It'll fuck you
Road
up.
Road burn is a real danger.
You will not be pretty anymore.
No. Nope. There goes your pretty face.
Old caveman model.
Yeah.
You had a good job working for Rock Calvin Klein.
Yeah. And similarly to flight, I don't think, like, as soon as your baby can walk, it's super fast.
Well, just like
you probably humans. Don't. You probably don't be. You're not able to reach your full speed till you're like 17.
Well, I think, yeah, maybe. I mean, there might be some prodigies. Well, it depends like, at 12,
on how fast you grow, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it's the sort of thing that you always have the capacity to run at that speed.
Yeah.
It depends on if you can like do it. Like a baby just does not have the leg muscles
to
run at a full human sprint.
Nope.
It just doesn't have it.
Can't even crawl at a full sprint.
No, it can crawl a little bit faster.
Definitely.
But that would hurt his knees.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't do that much.
No, probably not.
No.
It's rough.
No. Gotta watch out for those babies.
Yeah.
I mean, it hurt their knees when they're trying to crawl at super speed.
But other than the point I want to make where it's not like running up a mountain at super speed is not actually going to help you that much because you actually need the time to get your correct footing and that sort of thing.
Well, now here's an important question, though, with super speed. That sort of comes with the capacity that a lot of people who have super speed, it also allows them to have somewhat quicker reflexes.
I think quicker reflexes, yes, but I don't think quicker thoughts. So I'm sure everybody's seen a scene with Flash in, like, an animated series where he goes over to a computer and, like, does crazy stuff or tries every combination on a lock.
Yeah.
Like, the lock thing is possible because you're just moving super fast in a set order, but the, like, doing a bunch of computer stuff isn't because your brain isn't going faster.
Also, the computer's not going that fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Computer doesn't have super speed. You have super speed.
But what I'm saying is your perception...
I mean, the Flash
Your perception is the same, but your reflexes are better.
Flash Pewter probably has super speed.
Yeah, Flash Pewter.
Yeah. So you could, like, catch a ball that's flying at you because you can... Well, it could...
Well, here's the thing. Well, no, you can go to catch the ball faster, but you don't actually have better coordination. You're just faster.
It could be the thing where, like... Because the idea of reaction time takes a few things into account. It takes the stimulus of something happening going from your eyes to your brain.
Yeah.
Then that same stimulus going from your brain to tell your hands to catch it.
Yeah.
So then your hand actually moving.
Yeah.
So the time of the, like, from eye to brain and then brain to hand.
Way faster.
That's faster?
Yeah.
Because that does mean.
That's your reflex.
No. But that means that your body is working that you actually
okay, you're right.
Have.
I guess then it couldn't be faster.
No, you know, but what is faster is you actually moving the hand.
Yeah.
So eye to brain to hand still
takes... your reaction time's the same.
So your reaction
you
time's
the same. You
definitely
have to be very careful about going top speed.
No, your reaction time's the same, but you can react faster.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people, you can see something coming and you
there's
start
just
to
not
react
enough time.
To it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can... Your reaction time... In general, is faster because you can move faster, but the firing
the time
of
it
neurons,
takes to react is the same.
Yeah, the firing of neurons is not. So yeah, you could probably catch that ball out of the air if you have the coordination to do it.
Yeah,
but there is a limit. You don't.
I just have this image now of like gym class of a bunch of kids and like the gym teachers tossing them balls to.
Yep.
Work on their coordination, and the kids are just horrible at it, but they're super fast about it.
Yeah,
so like the ball's like. Flying through the air at a normal speed, and the hands are just like, hoop!
Well, they're going to do the thing where what you do when you lift up your hand and close it, and then the ball hits your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, damn it.
Or they do a lot of bobbles, where they like almost get it, and they're fast enough to keep
but
bobbling
super
it. Super
fast bobbles.
There's
super fast bobbles all over the place. Oh, those kids
love
super fast bobbles.
I also feel like the slaps game is just super one-sided. Whoever's on the bottom first gets to go, because you can go faster than the person can react almost.
It's true. That wouldn't be a game.
It's not a game. It's just torture.
It is interesting that, like, because of that, even a fight would be different.
Oh, it's because fights would be over very quickly.
The first person to punch
has a huge advantage. He who strikes first wins, usually.
Because the other person can't react fast enough to move.
Yeah.
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 That changes a lot.
It does change a lot.
It changes a lot of how, like, interpersonal, like conflict would work.
People would make sure that if they didn't trust somebody, like, they'd have to be a further away.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? You have time to react to them moving at all.
Yeah. Like, in this world, being physically close with somebody is a huge show of trust.
Yeah, yeah. And a hug, my. You really trust that person.
Yeah.
Shaking hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It means something. I mean, it means something in this world, too, but it would mean more.
Not as much in this world.
Yeah.
Well, you shake hands with someone and be like, I still don't trust you.
Yeah.
Because...
because if somebody, if somebody's trying to shake your hand and goes to slap you, you can react.
Well, even if you're shaking someone's hand and they have to, like, grab a knife, pull the knife, move the knife, stab you with the knife, with super speed, they're like, ha ha, and you're like, damn it.
You're like, damn it, I got shanked again.
I keep getting shanked. I like shaking hands with people, but I keep getting shanked by them.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing where it promotes an air of distrust because you could not react fast enough.
Yeah. No, if someone comes at you. Totally does.
Man, it's so...
there would be a lot of social rules around that, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, there'd be a lot...
Like, greetings would be a lot less handshaky.
Yeah. I mean, like,
there'd be a lot more, like, hail from afar. What ho, friend?
Yeah. Keep in mind that I mean, not saying that people would get worse, but it would be a lot harder to trust on the idea that they can't do anything.
Yeah.
Because you every time you meet someone, you're like, that person could do something.
Yeah.
They have the capacity to do it. And should I do it first? Should I punch them first? Do you want to punch me? Should I punch them first?
I think the thing is during older eras, this is more prevalent. I think in the modern era, it's not as prevalent because... like, 90% of the population is not going to do anything to
you. But I mean, like, if you're at a bar and a guy's, like, front of you, be like, hey, what you doing, man? You looking at me? You looking at my girl? What you doing? At that moment, you're like, he could punch me. I could punch him. Should I punch him first? He's going to punch me. What should I do? What should I do here?
You run. You just run away.
You just blink
like,
out
if you think
gone.
You're going to get hit and you don't want to hit somebody, your option is run away.
I like, in this world, it's not fight or flight. It's fight unless flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fight unless flight.
Oh no, I'm gone. Just everybody just running away from situations.
The other thing that I think conversely to flight is cities would sprawl a lot more.
Yeah, because you can get anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, why would you need a vehicle? Like, the only reason you need a vehicle is to transport things.
Yeah.
Also, you could probably run on water for a little while.
Yeah, presumably. Yeah, you can do that. There's been shows that, like, with enough speed, you can touch water and without fully breaking the surface tension.
Yeah.
Usually you need, like, special
shoes. That would totally be a sport.
You can't do it.
That'd be track and field.
You cannot do it on cleats, though.
No, you need a flat surface.
You need a flat shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a sport. That'd be track and field.
Man, Derek's so dumb. He tried to run his track and field thing with cleats on. Idiot.
I mean, would cleats exist?
I feel like they're good for gripping.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, for some things, they would be very specific.
Shoes would be very important.
Yeah.
Amazingly important. You need shoes that can withstand the speed you are running.
Shoes would be invented almost instantly.
Yeah. Well, no. Not necessarily. Because, if someone is running on their feet, the feet will...
yeah, they'll toughen up.
They'll toughen up.
Yeah.
Which would make them better than shoes that will, if you're running too fast, will just disintegrate.
Yeah.
So, I don't think they'll be made sooner, but the ones that finally catch on
would have to be better.
Yeah.
They'd have to be good shoes.
The seams
would have to be very well sewn.
Yeah.
To keep up with the forces.
You're not going to get any of that crappy sweatshop shoes as you're running by and they disintegrate off your feet.
Yeah. Those high tops Converse, those don't exist. Would fall apart.
And if you want to run fast, you take one super speed step, and all of a sudden your sweet Converse high tops no longer have a high top. They don't even have a bottom.
Nope.
No.
You left the sole 5 meters back.
This would make the Olympics very interesting.
Yeah.
They'd be like, all right, the world record for the 100-meter dash is 0.3 seconds.
Yeah, well, I mean, you'd probably have a 1,000-meter dash rather than a 100-meter, right?
I mean, no, I still think you'd have, like, the super short sprint.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not 100-meter.
Maybe 200.
Maybe 200-meter, and that would be, like, the shortest sprint.
I guess it'd still take... You don't have super acceleration.
They wouldn't be able to...
You can go faster. Well, I guess you do. You do have super acceleration, yeah.
Yeah, like yeah, especially when you're running, you still have to get your body mass moving.
Yeah.
So you accelerate slower than you would if you're just punching someone, because then when you only have to move like a hand.
Yeah, a hand.
But when you have to get your entire body, yeah, it's slightly, I think it's negligible.
I think it would be faster than like current
people,
obviously, but I don't think it would...
No, you there's still be more
it
like...
It wouldn't matter
like,
that much.
Like, vroom, and then you're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, just gone. Never coming back.
Never ever.
The idea to solve most problems, like, have you tried running away from it? Because it can't catch you.
I mean, you're the fastest thing on the planet. Like, except for maybe birds?
In a dive?
A bird in
maybe
a dive?
Maybe a bird in a dive, yeah. Well, like, think of going back to the proto-humans, how hunting would go. If you are attacked by a predator, it's in your best interest to run. You don't need to fight the predator.
No, you don't.
There's no reason to fight the predator. You can outrun it.
Yeah.
And when you're hunting, you just like run in, grab a rabbit, and run away.
Out. Yeah, I guess, well, if you're fighting a bigger
run
beast,
run in, grab
too,
a rabbit, break its neck, run away.
Yeah, or you could run in, stab the bison with a spear, and run away until it's dead.
Yeah, and like a bunch of you all come and just flock in like...
Yeah,
yeah.
The hit and run tactics would be huge.
Yeah, which means that humans would grow up not with a stand and fight mentality.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they would grow up with a run, hit, and...
Yeah, hit and run.
Hit and run.
Hit and run.
So during the times when the world is a lot more turmoil, like during the Middle Ages and those things, where there's a lot of like tribe on tribe or like country warfare.
It's also, would there be firearms? Because I think firearms developed because you want to hit people from far away, right? But your reaction time isn't improved.
I don't think...
So if somebody's pulling out a gun... You have time to react to that, and they can move.
I don't think mid-range firearms or close-range
firearms. Oh, yeah,
long-range. I think long-range firearms would be a lot more useful, because this idea of I need to kill these people before they can react to me.
Yeah.
Because a gun coming out,
so basically
you can react to.
There would be guerrilla warfare and sniper warfare.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And just guerrillas fighting those snipers.
Also, like, professional martial artists, that would be... amazing to watch.
Oh yeah. Yeah. If you could even watch it.
Yeah.
My God.
Vroom, 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 vroom. Like somebody does three backflips, lands on their feet, and then runs to the other guy. You're like, holy shit.
Yeah, because once you mix it with actual like coordination and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, incredible things going on.
Super cool.
Automation wouldn't be a big thing.
No, it wouldn't.
Because a human being would be more efficient at like here you talked about doing a computer and like you couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But just like putting in a password is menial labor.
Yeah,
like
writing is faster than typing ever could be because the computer can't keep up.
Yeah, yeah. And doing like one like four
you know
lines,
this world
four,
will probably
four,
be
four,
a lot
two.
Less technologically advanced.
Probably yeah, because like
so much of our technology is based around making things faster.
Yeah, and it's like because sewing a human could sew faster than a robot could.
Yep.
Even without a sewing machine,
mm-hmm.
like you can just like do it faster because
although a sewing machine would save effort.
I guess.
Right? Like the thing
but
is
the
also
is effort to time.
Well, it's like there would be mechanical tools like the loom. Like the loom is based off of how a human moves.
Yeah, anything that the
right?
human
so
can
So that
affect.
Sort of stuff would still exist.
Yeah.
It's just a sewing machine like the ones that we were thinking of in the modern day would probably not.
No, anything that's mechanical because a human is just faster than it.
Yeah.
And once again, going back to like the idea is like how is it you go is you learn something, and once it becomes like rote, and once it becomes just like a menial task for you, that's when you're able to do it like super fast because you're like, oh, I know what I have to do.
Yeah.
I can comprehend what my fingers have to do to make
also,
this
it
thing.
Becomes like a lot more efficient for humans to be generating electricity. Like everything's turbine based, right?
Yeah.
For generating electricity.
Yeah.
And we use mostly everything comes down to heating water so it becomes steam so it can turn a turbine.
Yeah.
But why do you need steam when you can just run really fast and create a lot of electricity?
Wait, do you mean like humans on...
Hamster wheels.
Hamster wheels?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, why not?
Like, the thing is, we're not saying that this super speed requires a lot more energy to do.
No.
This is just running.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You're just super fast at it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no, you know what? I think you're right.
That's an efficient way to generate electricity
in
this world.
I think, yeah, human hamster wheels would be...
That'd be a job.
Yeah, and it would just be something like you'd go in, you'd run for an hour, you'd take, like...
People who... basically a marathon runner.
I mean, even jogging for an hour would create a whole bunch of energy.
Yep.
Yeah. That'd be an amazing thing.
Actually, you know what? They'd probably wouldn't be a grid. You just have one of those wheels in your house and a battery.
So every morning you get up, you go for... Humans would, in contrast to the flight world, humans would be...
More fit.
A lot more fit, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because you can, like, get to places faster running than you can getting a car, you just run everywhere. Yep. And yeah.
Also, I don't think video games would exist. I think games would still exist. I don't think video games. Because a huge part about video games are reflexes.
Okay.
Right? But if you can move fast, then the computer can't keep up with you anyways. You can't have that challenge.
Well, I think they'd be different. There'd be different kinds of games. You'd have more like slow plot. Like, I'm playing The Witness right now.
Okay, so you'd have puzzle games.
Yeah, and super fast reflexes would not help me in The Witness.
No.
We have to figure out what lines to draw and what place.
That would frustrate people so much.
Yeah, I was like, I can't do it.
Why is this taking so long?
Damn it, why can't I?
I guess people would be more impatient.
You also run very slow in that game. They would hate it. Well,
They probably program it faster.
Yeah, they probably program it faster.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to be fair, you can still walk.
Yeah.
Like, you don't walk places. You don't have to run everywhere.
Well, I mean, we've said that, like, if you're running really fast and you trip and fall, you're fucked.
Yeah, so sometimes you just want to... Oh, which means that probably how transit works is they have, like, very smooth... Like these are the running paths.
I think it's, like, treadmills. Like, not what? Like a moving bottom, but, like a rubberized, like, surface. So you have good traction.
Oh, yeah. I'm like you could say that in a better way, because when you think of a treadmill, you think of, you know, the mill part of it.
Yeah.
And the fact that it goes.
Yeah, no, just like a rubberized surface. I think that's what they would
use. No, you'd have running, you'd have highways. The crazy thing is that I think the roads would be set up in very similar ways. You'd have highways, you'd have merges, you'd have side roads, you'd have all those things.
Well, I think what would...
But cars wouldn't be on them. Well, people would be on
here's
them.
Here's the thing. You'd still need some sort of larger transport system, right?
Because... For getting goods
to places,
but I
right?
think that would be it would be the opposite of what it is now.
Yeah, no, there'd be very few of those routes
and
more walking paths.
It would be like, okay, so there's a transport line.
I like this world.
There's a transport line off to the side of our running road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So like, how was it normally a bike path instead of now? Also, no bikes. Who would ride a bike?
No.
You just that bike would disintegrate underneath
you. Well, the tire
you.
Would. Tire would pop.
The tire pops. The chain comes apart.
Why would
in a million
you want a bike?
Pieces.
That would never exist.
No. Just run.
I guess the only way reason you have a bike is if it's to transport something.
Yeah. Once again, the transportation of goods.
But a cart is more useful.
Yeah, a really well oiled, sturdy cart. You can at least jog with a cart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's physical exertion, but you would get there faster with your stuff in an easier way.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I like the image of, like, the city that we currently live in, or any city that you live in. Imagine that. The road's still in the same places.
But it's just people running on
them. There's just people running on them.
Sidewalks are there.
For people who want to walk.
Yeah.
They literally are, they are the sidewalks.
Yeah.
When you walk, you go off to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
slower traffic, please keep to the right.
Yeah. And when people are talking about, like, oh, we got to get these roads fixed, like we got to get the pothole fixed because people are dying.
Yeah.
That pothole needs to go.
You know what else?
Someone tripped in it and their leg came off.
You know what else still exists in this world?
What?
The song Fuck Her Gently.
What? What? I mean, sure.
Because think about it. How many guys do you know that just want to get their jacks off? They would have sex really fast and it would not be that pleasurable. They just get off really fast. Your arms are out like you're really upset, but bringing up sex things is your thing. I'm surprised
well,
you didn't.
Well, no, I'm confused about the fact that you're like, you know what would still exist? This song. This
it would.
Song.
It would, because you don't always have to fuck her hard, Kevin.
Why are you referencing Avenue Q right now?
That's Tenacious D.
Oh, fuck. There is a song.
You just lost your nerd license.
Why are you referencing Tenacious D right
I don't know.
Now?
It just came into my head that people would have to take their time having sex.
But why did you go? Why did you take such a circumventous route to get to it?
Because that's the song popped in my head first.
There are many.
I can't explain to you how my brain works, Kevin.
I don't know why I'm so upset about that. That was the weirdest way of bringing up that fact.
Well,
yeah, don't fuck someone till they die.
Death by Snoo Snoo.
I agree. The world probably agrees. And in this world, I don't think you need the Tenacious D song sung by a very, very fit Jack Black.
Yeah.
And a very, very fit Kyle Glass.
Kyle Gass.
Gass. I don't think you need that song to be like, hey, yeah, don't break someone's pelvis.
Yeah, okay, it'd probably be a little bit different.
Yeah, it would be. You'd probably be a rational human being. You have a sex ed class. Okay. Like, by the way, don't use super speed in the bed, because you will murder them.
Kevin, we're almost out of time here.
Yes!
But what I want to do very quickly is one thing, what would happen if there was super speed and flight in the same world?
Okay.
From both of us. We'll each choose one thing that would happen.
Okay. Do you have one or do you want me to go?
Yeah, I do have one thing.
All right, go ahead.
It'd be like fighter jet fights, but with people. And just like Superman punches all the time.
That was very close to mine.
That's why I went first.
Which was that fighting would be more awesome.
Yeah.
I guess I should come up with another one.
You should.
So I'm going to say that a world that has both flight and super speed in it, no vehicles anywhere.
No, doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense. Even for transportation, if you fly in super speed, pick something up, fly there, fly back. Just make a lot of trips. It still takes the same amount of time and probably less energy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just people and buildings.
Oh, God.
No roads.
Yeah.
No parks.
Well, there'd be roads just for running. Because not everybody wants to fly all the time.
Maybe you have to have a license to fly.
Yeah. Fly license.
I mean, within a certain area of the city.
Yeah. Air traffic control.
A lot more compressed spines as you go crashing head to head with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
If you like this episode, please actually do let us know, because we did a different format today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd say we're probably going to do more superhero ones, but
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, but if you're like, I hate how they did, this is not a setup that
this
I like.
This isn't what I signed up for.
I do not agree with what's going on here. Someone bring me my cake.
Yeah, let us know. You can let me know at Mighty Thews on Twitter.
You let me know at Strawman at K Weir.
Or you can let us both know by tweeting at Third Space Cast.
Yes, you can send us an email at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
But if you do like it, please rate and review us on iTunes or some other format.
Yeah, you can leave us a comment at our website at www.thirdspacepodcast.com.
That's right. And we haven't done this for a while, but if you like it and you'd like to be able to talk to people about what happens on the podcast, share it.
Yeah, share it with your friends.
Share it with your friends.
Share
it
with your family.
Word of mouth. We're looking at doing some cool stuff in the coming months. And we're going to continue trying to think of things like, for instance, this new format for superpowers that we did today to try and improve the podcast and the feel of everything. So having a wider audience for us to draw feedback from is only going to be helpful. Our theme song is The Balrog Boogie by the Diablo Swing Orchestra.
And I think that's it for now.
Join us next week on The Third Space, where we discuss the many hidden meanings of the different forms of farts. Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.